Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
$6 million. That's how much perennial larceny is costing the agricultural sector. In today's program, we hear from Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS President Senator Norman Grant on the issue.
If they buy stolen goods from people who don't have anything to do with agriculture, the JAS is saying they must pay as well.
You'll hear more in just a moment. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Are you 13 to 17 or 18 to 25 years old?
If yes, the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, wants to hear from you.
Enter the OPD's nationwide essay competition and win big prizes.
Including a start towards a small business.
Cash for books and uniform.
And cash to start a First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union account and lots more.
Category 1, ages 13 to 17 years.
In no more than 1,500 words, respond to this statement. The disabled in my school are treated fairly and equally. If you don't agree, say how you change it.
Category 2, ages 18 to 25 years.
In your own words, say which of the rights as cited under the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Freedom do you consider most important and why.
The participant must be a tertiary level student and response should be in no more than 2,500 words.
That's the Office of the Public Defender essay competition. Enter today and win big. Deadline August 8th. Call the OPD at 922-4882 now for more details.
Perennial larceny is costing the sector millions of dollars in losses, and the Ministry of Agriculture has taken several steps to tackle the problem. These measures include the setting up of a unit in the ministry to deal specifically with the problem. A unit is also to be established within the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, to provide the concentrated focus required to address the issue. And the National Animal Identification and Traceability System is to be rolled out as part of measures to tackle perennial larceny. In addition to measures being undertaken to remedy the problem, Jamaica Agricultural Society JAS President Senator Norman Grant says persons who are caught purchasing stolen agricultural produce should be charged.
Those who buy stolen goods must also be brought to books, and therefore the burden of responsibility must also be on the supermarket owners, on the hotel chains, to ensure that when a truck pulls up in their yard and have 14 cows or cattle, that they must make sure that they are cattle farmers.
In the meantime, Senator Grant says the agricultural sector will be the driving force behind the country gaining its economic independence and the fulfillment of the country's Vision 2030 dream.
The sector that is going to pioneer Jamaica to economic independence is the agriculture sector. And on that basis, we will work with the government to ensure that the 220,000 farmers lead a revolution that will fulfill the dream and the mission of Vision 2030, Jamaica being a place of choice to live, do business, raise our family, to do agriculture.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. And the proverb for this morning is, every day a devil help thief, one day gotta go help watchman. Translation: every day the devil helps the thief, one day God will help the watchman. This means that although it seems that some people get away with doing wrong, they will eventually be punished for their actions. And that's it for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.